We have documented 40 cases over the past 2 years, and these are the 40 cases that Amnesty International documented. It doesn't mean that there only are these 40 cases. They are cases of bloggers, managers of widely followed Facebook pages, activists or regular Facebook users who have written Facebook posts about corruption, corruption allegation, or maybe Facebook posts that are critical of the police or some state officials. A lot of these people found themselves being investigated by the police, and sometimes these investigations led to them being prosecuted in a court of law for quote-unquote, offending people through telecommunications network or for attributing false claims to government officials and such articles that contain very broad terms and definitions of what could be basis for restricting freedom of speech. So we are hoping that Tunisian prosecutors would stop using these laws that are in urgent need of to be amended to restrict freedom of speech online.
Fida, what do you say to the authorities who are of the opinion that these prosecutions are necessary to ensure that the country remains peaceful and stable, and that a lot of these activists are using social media to create tension and disunity in the country?
I would say that freedom of expression and freedom of the press are among the most important human rights gains that the Tunisian people have achieved since 2011. Tunisia's constitution guarantees the right to freedom of expression in Article 31, and Tunisia is party to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights that guarantees freedom of expression in Article 19. International law provides very, very specific ways in which freedom of expression could be at times restricted, and that should be to protect the general peace, and it should be to protect reputations. It should not be to restrict criticism, and it should not be to curtail legitimate criticism, especially when it comes to criticizing transgressions in police conduct or corruption by officials. So I would say that it is not a way to keep the peace, to restrict freedom of expression.
Some supporters agree that although there's freedom of expression guaranteed by the Constitution, some people are taking advantage of it, using social media to spread fake news and unproven allegations, tarnishing the reputations of people in society. And that when you make those allegations, you need to back it up. And that is why the prosecutions are continuing. What do you say to that?
I would like to answer that in two parts. The first one is following up on what I've been saying on restrictions that could be legitimately imposed on freedom of expression and that are provided for in international law. These must be very specific in the purpose that they have to serve. Protecting the reputation of others is very different from protecting the feelings of someone that might have been offended by legitimate criticism. And either way, all of these allegations of defamation, for instance, should not lead to prison sentences. And there must be procedural safeguards against abusive impositions of restrictions, including provision for appeal to an independent body and also all the guarantees to a fair trial. The second part would be that we detail in our report the cases that we documented, and none of them actually are about spreading of fake news, for instance. We have a few cases where the person shared satirical caricature of police. They did not write anything. They did not claim anything. They shared something by a cartoonist. And that person found the police at their door when they left. And they are now being investigated according to Article 86 of the Telecommunications Code that says that anybody who offends or disturbs the peace of someone through the telecommunication networks is liable to up to 2 years in prison. That is in no way a proportionate or legitimate sentence, and that is in no way grounds for prosecution for someone. Very much similar cases are the ones we're talking about.
Fida, some Tunisians are expressing concern that calls for the authorities to adhere to your call for the respect of freedom of expression might not necessarily come into being because this process is going to continue. What can civil activists do in Tunisia to respect the rights of people to freely express their views and opinion as enshrined in the Tunisian constitution?
We have put out a petition, an electronic petition today, together with our report that we hope people would be massively signing, asking the authorities to stop prosecutions and drop charges against people that are being prosecuted right now. And we also would like to see people that are active in the reform sphere in Tunisia and in human rights field in Tunisia prioritizing these much overdue amendments.